Taiwan Special, episode 3 of the week. Okay, so I talked a little bit yesterday about the need to manage our own affairs, manage our own stuff. And I talked about the problem with the centrally planned economy. Now, I've been wanting to talk about this for a while, and we're gonna deal with this one right now. We're gonna clean out the closet, as Marshall said, 15 years ago. Look, all these Christians, here it comes. I'm gonna deal with this one. All these Christians voting for Reagan, loving American exceptionalism and all that stuff. They don't want a centrally planned economy, but they want a centrally planned Christianity. They're a living hypocrisy, and that was why. That was why America's government was able to use an economic powerhouse to fund a military, yet trained a bunch of people to be soldiers and not contribute to the economy. They made a bunch of guerrilla soldiers with no economic powerhouse as part of a policy of having an economic powerhouse. It just doesn't make sense. And that was able to happen because Sunday morning, not just Christians who believe in Jesus, I'm not talking about that. Sunday morning. And I'm not talking about Sunday morning in the third world. Sunday morning is great when you don't have internet communication and networks and that type of stuff. But with the internet, there are other forms of getting together and talking, such as Stack Exchange. I mentioned that, in the podcast. There's all kinds of online forums and tools we can use. So many ways to learn about Jesus and talk to people constantly with internet and technology and the press, media. Press has been around 500 years. I mean, that began to change stuff. I mean, when did the European Reformations begin? With the invention of the press. Technology destabilized the old institutions, the entrenched, brittle institutions. Arguably the only reason Martin Luther was able to divide up the Catholic Church into the Protestants and the old Roman Catholics. The only reason he was able to do that is because of the press, arguably. Without the press, there wouldn't have been the spread of ideas and thought. And 200 years later, you know, the press in America was used. And that led very significantly to America's progress and freedom and so forth in the Revolution. So we've got these Christians, not all Christians, but we've got Christians stuck in Sunday morning. They don't want a centrally planned economy, but they want centrally planned Christianity. They're a walking contradiction, and that's why America's government policy in training Afghanistan was a walking contradiction. Economic powerhouse to fund the military, but then we're going to make a military culture with no ability, no vocational skills to supply an economic powerhouse. It's like, what went wrong in this? What was the mistake? Why didn't these people think of this? And now we've got a whole bunch of people in Afghanistan that are mad at America for crippling their economy, making them a bunch of guerrilla warfare soldiers who are just going to fight against Russia because they were told to in the indoctrination program that the United States gave their schools in the North. That's my understanding of things. Now, it's like, no, if you want people to succeed, empower them. Empower them. Don't boss them and indoctrinate them. And that's what Sunday morning has done to people. It's indoctrinated people. And I've been sounding the alarm on this for 15 years. I've been telling church leaders, Christian leaders, kids, the young people, they don't know. And now they're not young people. Now they're having their own babies. Now they got their own 9-year-olds. And I've been saying young people don't, they're not being taught how to understand the Bible on their own. They're not being taught how to have Christian fellowship on their own. Everything's being doled out by the big nanny mommy Sunday morning establishment, and we're not teaching people to stand on their own. So they go to college and they don't know what to do because they get attacked with all these different ideas that they've never thought before. It's back to my critical thinking video on my YouTube channel. I talk about critical thinking and how this happens. So I've said this recently. I said that if the Sunday morning society were to be in trouble on account of their Sunday morning society, that I probably wouldn't help them. Beyond having already told them and still telling them, get out of your Sunday morning society. I'm telling you now, if you're in a Sunday morning society, you better not be dependent on it. If you're in a Sunday morning group, do not sign that book every week. Google will get a hold of your information. That gets entered into databases, and Microsoft and Google are running the whole show. When you sign that Sunday morning book, and you put your address on that Sunday morning attendance sheet thing, that information is going to places where it could get data mined. And I know there's lots of what people are supposed to do, and why would they do this, and Jesse, are you worrying too much? Look, I'll tell you, all it would take is for Russia or China to attack the United States, decide that they don't want any Christian uprising, because in their view, Christians did this to Afghanistan, which they kind of did by inaction. And they don't want Christians rising up in social power. They don't want more institutions, which Christians have acted like they've got to be an institution or it's not real. It's not true. Christianity is just about your life and what you personally believe. But there's this Sunday morning sales, which it's got to be an institution. It's got to be official. We've got to be formal. And, you know, they're okay. So Russia and China say, all right, we don't want official and formal rising up against us. All it takes is for Russia or China to invade the country for just a few days, march into the church, go into the church office, I'd say church building, march into the office, find the attendance records, get the addresses of the people that are there every week, and go to their houses and kill them. Why would you make yourself an easy target like that? Why is that so necessary? I don't see why we have to be making ourselves able to be vulnerable to hacks where people that hate Christians could easily find them and kill them. And why would it be so predictable that we're in the same place every week? It makes us terrorist targets. I don't do that. You want to be safe as a Christian. Now, if you're a Christian and you're in need because of your Christianity, I will be there to help you if I can. I will do what I can. Now, I'm not going to be a flame flying into the, or I'm not going to be a moth flying into the flame, excuse me. I'm not just going to fly in and kamikaze and not make a difference to help you. I'd hope you wouldn't want me to. I don't think anyone would be in trouble. Hi, please come and try to save me and fail and die anyway. I don't think anyone would want that. But I'll stand up for Christians. But there is no way in heaven, earth, or what's under the earth that I would ever, not in the four hells, would I ever stand up for the Sunday morning establishment just because it's not necessary. It's been very abusive, and it's not necessary. Even China isn't against people being individual Christians. They're against the institution spreading. And if there is an institution in formal gatherings, they want it to be registered. That's kind of sort of understandable. So Mike Bickle even said, he said, I'm going to say it. All right. So the Chinese communists kicked out all the missionaries. Chinese communists kicked out all the American missionaries and revival broke out. There, I said it. That's from Mike Bickle. I stuttered a little bit, so wasn't quite so lovably quotable. I really think America needs to have a lot of soul searching about what's going on in the rest of the world and about what it means to be a government of, by, and for the people. That means that all these bad things, all these wars, that's your fault. It's got to be, or you can't make a difference. This is us back to taking ownership and blame. I hope that everything's my fault, because if it's not, I can't change anything. Or the categorical, I suppose. Whatever is not my fault, I can't change. I want as many things to be my fault and my problem as possible, because I want to make the biggest difference I can. If it's not my fault, I can't make a difference, not for the good or for the worse. So I hope that you see that whatever the West has been doing, if you're one of my buddies from South Africa or wherever, I hope that you don't just trash the U.S., I hope that you're busy being active in your own government, doing what the Americans weren't doing. I hope that you are doing it, not just bashing somebody else. That's what the Americans did. I would love to talk about the issues with the border and the wall. But I guess I'm going to have to get to that because there's so much we could talk about. But we got to get an international perspective. We got to have an understanding of other people. And we got to manage our stuff at home. And what's been happening, we've been trying to manage other people without understanding other people. We got to stop trying to manage other people without listening. We got to start listening and understanding other people and focus on managing ourselves. Love you. See you next week.